Hey, kids, and welcome back to By Kids for Kids Storytime. We've got a... What was that? There's someone at the door.
Hello, Dan, my old friend.
I'm in the middle of recording a podcast. Can you come back later?
No, I've got something very important to share with all your listeners.
What is it?
I've got a shout out.
Oh, that is important. Okay, you better come inside. Just mind your head. Mind your head. This door's only about 2 meters high, so you're going to have to really bend down. That's it. Okay, cool. Come. Watch it. Don't knock that door. Oh. Okay. Okay, here you go. Just step inside here. Can you see the microphone? Okay. All right.
How low is this thing on?
Yes, it's on, dear. Okay. Okay, go for it.
Okay, it's time for a huge, giant BKFK shout-out to some wonderful listeners from around the world. The first shout-out goes to Joanna! And the next one goes to Julia! I just want to say on behalf of myself and Dan and Ruby, thank you for all of your support and for listening to My Kids for Kids Storytime.
Brilliant, Gerard. Okay, great. Can you get up by yourself?
No problem.
Okay. Just close the door behind you. All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Gerard, and thank you, Julia and Joanna. Let's hear who the superstars are on this episode.
My name is Stacy. I'm 27. I'm from Singapore. I like dogs.
Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm 10 this year and I like playing piano. I am from Singapore.
Well done, guys. You're brilliant.
Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The Broken Broom. In the heart of the whimsical Whispering Woods, nestled among the ancient trees, stood Wonder Wobblewon's cottage. Wonder's cottage had a roof made of multicolored mushrooms that glistened in the sunlight. The front porch was full of spider webs, with thousands of spiders of all shapes and sizes skittering happily about. Inside were all the usual witchy things. Cauldrons, potion bottles on the shelves, jars full of eyeballs, and other grisly ingredients. A chandelier made of levitating candles lit up the room, casting dancing shadows on the floor. The furniture had a mind of its own. Chairs giggled when you sat on them. And the tables often sprouted legs and wobbled around like mischievous puppies. The brooms in the corner closet would sometimes creep around on their bristles. Wonder's kitchen was a whirlwind of pots and pans that would dance on their own, stirring mysterious concoctions that smelled unusual. On this particular day, Wonder Wobblewand had invited her witchy friends for a tea party in her enchanting cottage. Broomhilda Bubblesnook, with her spiderweb hat, sat at a round table made of enchanted vines. The table, recognizing its guests, sprouted chairs with soft, cushiony seats. Fizzwizzle Fumblefingers, the scatterbrained witch, had her glasses perpetually sliding down her nose as she tried to read her tea leaves. Doris Diddlespell, the young witch with wriggling hair, used her magic to conjure floating cookies, which promptly told silly jokes before they were eaten. Petalina Pixie Dust, the elegant witch, had magically made her eyes 5 times bigger. She thought they looked delightful. Granny Gigglesnort couldn't resist a prank and had enchanted the sugar bowl to make faces at anyone who tried to take some sugar. And Wanda herself, with her wobbly wand, was the hostess of this magical gathering. The afternoon was filled with laughter, cackles, and the clinking of teacups that never seemed to run out of tea. Teapots poured endless cups, and the cookies told jokes that had everyone in stitches. Even the chair and the table joined in with chuckles of their own. But as the tea party drew to a close, Granny Gigglesnort, who had been having a wonderful time, decided it was time to head back home. She waved her friends goodbye and stepped out into the warm afternoon sun. She hopped onto a trusty broom, Flutterbrush, ready to soar through the whimsical whispering woods. With a hearty wave and a final cackle of laughter, she zoomed away, leaving her witchy friends behind. However, just as she reached a few feet off the ground, Flutterbrush began to sputter and stall. Granny Gigglesnort tried to regain control, but the broomstick had other plans. With a sudden jolt, it ran out of power, leaving Granny Gigglesnort hanging in the air for a brief, heart-pounding moment. Then gravity took its course, and Granny came crashing to the ground in a heap of flying ribbons and bells. The other witches, who had been watching Granny's departure, witnessed the whole spectacle through the window. They couldn't believe their eyes and were torn between concern and amusement. Trying to hide their laughter behind their hands, they snickered and snorted. Granny Gigglesnort, her wrinkled face turning as red as her now disheveled ribbons, dusted herself off and glared at her old broomstick.
Flutterbrush, you good-for-nothing broom! You have embarrassed me in front of my friends!
Flutterbrush, with its twigs and wreaths sticking out at odd angles, seemed a bit embarrassed. With her mood soured, Granny Gigglesnort stomped off through the whimsical whispering woods, grumbling and muttering all the way.
I don't like it when things don't go my way,
she snapped.
Especially when it involves me crashing to the ground.
On her grumbling journey, she bumped into Silvarus the elf, who had been out exploring the forest. Silvarus, always cheerful and curious, noticed Granny Gigglesnort's frustration and asked,
Why so angry, Granny?
Granny Gigglesnort sighed.
Oh, it's that wretched Flutterbrush of mine. It ran out of power and left me hanging in the air before I crashed to the ground. It was horrible and so embarrassing.
Silvarus couldn't help but smile. She had a look at the broom. She saw it was very old. The reed brushes at the back of the broom had mostly fallen out. She had an idea.
I might be able to help you, Granny. You see, I have a special skill. I call it the Rainbow Whisper. My head can change colors, and it can attract and speak to birds. What kind of birds do you see around us?
Granny looked around and named the birds she saw.
I see emerald songtails, twilight whistlers, sapphire gliders, moonbeam dancers, ruby chirpers, golden feather wisps, mystic echoers, rainbow serenaders, starry night winds, and whispering leafhoppers.
Silvarus nodded and began to work her magic. Her hair changed colors, shifting from one vibrant shade to the next.
Do
Before long, they were surrounded by hundreds of birds of all shapes and sizes, each attracted to the mesmerizing colors of Silvarus's hair. They made the most unbelievable noise.
Now watch!
Yelled Silvarus to Granny. With a multicolored flash from her hair, Silvarus gave a mysterious signal to the birds. They chirped and chattered as they flew off in all directions, collecting twigs and little branches from the whimsical whispering woods. Granny Gigglesnort watched in amazement as the birds worked together, their wings fluttering gracefully as they gathered twigs and reeds. In no time, there was a perfect pile of twigs and reeds in front of her. She beamed with delight.
Thank you, Silvarus!
Exclaimed Granny.
You're a lifesaver!
Silvarus smiled warmly, her hair returning to its usual kaleidoscope of colors.
Anytime, Granny. To show my appreciation,
Granny continued while replacing the old reeds in her broom.
I'll bake you a tray of my famous stink bug sugar bombs. Thanks,
said Silvarus.
That's not really necessary. No, I insist,
said Granny as she hopped onto her broom, now fully fixed and ready to fly. With a wave and a cackle of laughter, she soared into the sky. As she disappeared into the horizon, Silvarus laughed and set off home through the whimsical whispering woods.
Okay, it's time for the Clever Kids quiz. Here we go. Number one. What is special about Wonder Wobble One's cottage roof? A. It's made of gold. B. It has a garden. C. It's made of multicolored mushrooms. Or D. It's invisible. Question 2. Who had a spiderweb hat? A. Wonder Wobblewand. B. Broomhilda Bubblesnook. C. Doris Diddlespell. Or D. Petalina Pixie Dust. Question 3. What problem did Granny Gigglesnort have with her broom? A. It was too fast. B. It ran out of power. C. It was too small. Or D. It turned into a snake. Question 4. Who helped Granny fix her broom? A. Wonder Wobblewand. B. Fizzle Wizzle Fumblefingers. C. Silvarus the Elf. Or D. Petalina Pixie Dust. Question 5. What did Granny offer to bake for Silvarus as a thank you? A. Chocolate chip cookies. B. Pumpkin pie. C. Stink bug sugar bombs. Or D. Fairy cakes. And the answers. Question 1. The answer was C. It's made of multicolored mushrooms. Question 2. The answer was B. Broomhilda Bubblesnook. Question 3. The answer was B. It ran out of power. 4. The answer was C. Silvarus the Elf. And 5. The answer was C. Stink bug sugar bombs. Yum! Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.